Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. On this Monday, we are given these readings from the prophet Micah and continuing our reflection on from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And what we have here in the prophet Micah is kind of like a courtroom scene where the Lord is accusing his people of their ingratitude. And so he begins by asking, "What have I done for you? What have I done to you?" And certainly there are many, many blessings which the Lord had given to Judah, to Israel, and yet they would not believe. They still turn to the other gods. And so because of this, because of their choice to step away from God, to turn their back from God, there is a consequence to that. There is a consequence to one's action, to our action. When we choose to move away from God, it is not that God will punish us because he got ticked, because he felt slighted, because we moved away from him. God is God. And he is not affected by our betrayal. We are the ones who are affected by our behavior. And so God is the protection of Israel. When they turn away from him, they turn away from that protection. And so what happens? The Assyrians came, the Babylonians came, and wiped out the entire population. It's a consequence to their action. We must remember this, that the Lord is not punishing us in the manner by which we understand punishing to be. You do me something terrible, well, I will do something bad for you. That's not God. What happens is when we choose to move away from the will of God, then that action comes with it the consequence. We move away from the protection of God, then we leave ourselves open to many, many attacks. In the gospel today, the scribes and the Pharisees were like those men and women who have hardened hearts. And so they ask Jesus, "Give us a sign." You see, that question is not, "Give us a sign so we may believe you." No. It's a question of prove yourself and so that we will see your power and then we will decide whether we will believe you or not. You know, but Jesus could see through their heart, and so he said, "Well, no sign will be given to you except for the sign of Jonah." Now, what is the sign of Jonah? Well, the sign of Jonah is, we all know that Jonah is from the people of Israel, and God revealed to him that he must go to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, the enemy of Israel. He must go there to preach because in 40 days, God will destroy the entire city of Nineveh if they do not repent, if they do not change their hearts. Well, that was good news for Jonah because Jonah hated the Ninevites. And so he boarded the boat, and Nineveh is here. Well, he went this way. He went the opposite way so that he will not preach to them, and then they will be destroyed. They will be destroyed by God. Good. That was the intention of Jonah. Well, the Lord's will is such that he wanted to save the Ninevites. And so there was a storm, and they were being tossed about, and they were beginning to drown. And they realized that it was Jonah. It was Jonah who's the cause of the storm. What did Jonah do? Did Jonah wanted to go and said, okay, I will go now? No, he said, throw me into the sea. I would rather die than to go there and preach and save the Ninevites. And so that's what they did. That's what they did. They threw him, but then a great fish came and swallowed him, and he was like dead for 3 days, resurrected. And then when he woke up, he was there in Nineveh. And then he preached. To his surprise, everybody, including the king, including the cattle, repented. That's the sign of Jonah. That at the hearing of the word of the prophet, they converted. The same sign is being given to us. The same sign is being given to us. That the word of God is being preached to us, and the response to the word of God is not, oh, isn't that nice? Oh, I like that sermon. I like the way it was delivered. I like the eloquence of the speaker. No, that's not the response. The response is a change of heart. The response is conversion and transformation of our lives. The word is being preached to us today. May we be converted and be transformed.